Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Shantae Out Loud. It's your host, Shantae Out Loud. I want to, of course, always start off with the highest of gratitude to everyone who's been liking, subscribing, sharing my content. I am incredibly grateful for that, always. I'm glad that these truths that I record to remind myself can also serve as a reminder for some of you out there who may be going through some of the same things. That's why the goal of this podcast has always been to be as honest as possible and let out some of my thoughts that I keep replaying in my head so I can make some forward movement. No more stagnant behaviors, thought processes, situations, people, etc. Onward and upward for me. It's been an interesting 2 weeks. I'm at this point about 2 weeks past retreat, and I'm still buzzing from all that I learned while there. It's been such a blessing to have found a tribe of women who I can go and lay my burdens on, I can lay my joys with, I can do anything with them. And we are so powerful, Corvus Storm. If any of you are listening, I love you so much. Anyway, today's episode is about intentions. I felt really compelled to do this episode because I've been really thinking a lot about my own intentions with my life. What intention means to me, and what does intention even look like? And I wanted to share it with all of you. And there's going to be a few quotables that I've gotten from some people in my life that has really made me reconsider what intention means to me personally, and how I think that my personal intention setting can help the world at large. I was first introduced to the idea of intentions when I was like a zygote witch, literally when I was just getting started, honestly, into the astrology world. This is when I first began my new moon and full moon rituals, probably about 2014. So we're 5 years past that now, maybe even 2015. I don't know. I always get those dates kind of run together, but in any event, it was the new moon rituals and the full moon rituals that I was exposed to on Twitter that taught me to write intentions. When I first started those intention writing scenarios, it was very much based off what I had seen as framing for the intentions based off the moon cycle itself. As I have become more comfortable with intentions and what it means to me, I've now been able to change things that I would write down as intention that I was using as a backbone to things that specifically call out to me. What's an intention? An intention is a definitive orchestration. Intention is about purpose. I didn't really recognize when I first started writing out those intentions for those moon phase rituals, what I was creating. And reflectively today, I can say that a big part of why some of the things that I was writing on my intention list weren't manifesting or coming to be was because some of those intentions were not mine. And that's kind of a little bit on why some of these generalizations and the things that we see online or within our communities when it comes to affirmations and intentions can sometimes not be what you need, but that's a separate conversation that I think I'm going to have on the next podcast. In any event, you guys know I like to go off on a tangent. When I'm talking about setting those intentions, I was writing down things that were based off generalizations that actually weren't applicable to my reality. And I guess I'm gonna just go off on this rant. That's why I kind of don't feel like I stopped messing with CoStar and I never touched the Pattern app, just because I think that those apps are used to try and orchestrate your thoughts every day. Also why I've left the notifications on off of my phone, which I've told you all before, from several apps, because I don't want the app's intention, that is a bunch of algorithms, artificial intelligent and robots, a bunch of numbers coming together, telling me how I feel on a day-to-day basis, setting an intention for me based off of a number, based off an algorithm. So just be careful. Now back to the intentions. Okay. So as I was delving further into my craft, I started recognizing the importance of writing an intention and what an intention actually means. If I know that an intention is a definitive orchestration, I have to change my whole entire life around it. With intention, I become the commander of my personal army. Even if I'm the only one, if I'm the only man arming it, I am the commander because I have intended to be so. Whether that be over my life, my situations, whatever I need to be the commander of, I speak the intention so I can receive it. Solange, as we all know, gave us this great gem recently at the about a few weeks ago, maybe a month now, that said, do nothing without intention. I don't know if people really recognize the power that lies within the intention she put behind that statement. Do nothing without intention. Do you recognize that? You know, I said this recently, this life is an intention. I thought recently, thinking back to literally the creation of life as we know it. When that sperm and that egg come together, that was by, first of all, divine intention that the sperm and the egg are even something that knew that they needed each other to seek each other out to come together. So how can I live my life with so little intention when I know that I was brought into being with an intention? That is power itself. We joke and we laugh, oh, you beat that, you're the egg who beat the sperm. Yeah, hell fucking yeah, you are. You were here, you were placed on this earth. You were the egg that got fertilized intentionally. That was so intentional that you, for you to be here, for you to enjoy this human experience, even when it's not enjoyable, it is all with intent. So when I heard this moving with intention, when I started writing this intention thing, I never knew what I was really doing. I just was kind of writing these things down because they were interested to me, but I didn't recognize the power. And that's why they say, a lot of people say, you know, you need to write things down. The power in writing down an intention. I didn't recognize that. The crazy thing about moving with intention is you start to recognize the why, the how, the what, and how little intention you've been moving with within your life. Why do I do the things I do? What is my intention behind them? These are questions that I have had to ask myself, that I've had to come to the realization that sometimes my intentions be fucked up. And that's just the truth. And the reason that things manifest or do not manifest for me is because my intention was not for them to manifest based off the actions I took physically to make them happen or not happen. What was my intention when I did that thing? You have to ask yourself, why don't I have this? Well, what was your intention to get it? What have I done of intent to have produced what I would like to manifest within my life? Are my motions aligning with my intentions? A great healer I have come to know and love, Nona, said, she told me, set your intention every time you walk in a room. I never considered even doing that. Can you believe that? Not setting an intention when I walk into any place. And this was specifically said to me because of my empathic nature, of being so sensitive to things that are going on around me and energies. So when I set my intention when I walk into a room, that changed a lot for me. What does it mean for me to have set an intention when I walk in the room? When I walk in the room, I set an intention for strength. I set an intention for protection. I set an intention for power. When I walk in the room, I want to maintain the energy of the room. What are you doing? This is what intention asks you as well. Another great love I've met, Quet. Quet says, I don't apologize. And I love that she said this because it made me think about how I feel about apologies and why I personally choose not to apologize in my own life. Why? Because I know when I do mean-spirited things that they were done with a mean spirit. Intention forces you to be honest about that. Why do you do the things you do? What was your reasoning? I did something mean-spirited the other day, started to say oops, and I said, you know what, bitch? Don't even say oops, because you meant it. You were being mean-spirited. You went in with the intention to be nasty, keep it a buck, and that's why you said what you said. That's what manifesting my intention is. Now, that does not qualify me to have been absolved of what I've done. And if I've hurt someone, that does not absolve me from that either. But I recognize the intention I said those mean words was to hurt someone. And that is up for reevaluation. Where within me I was feeling hurt. So I needed to throw and project that intentional pain onto another person. Intention asks you, what the fuck are you really doing? No, but like, what the fuck are you really doing? That's what intention asks. How sloppy have you been within your life when you start to think about it? And why haven't I manifested XYZ in my life? Because I haven't been setting the intentions to have them come to me. I say, I want this. I hope I get it. I don't say, this is mine. I don't set an intention. The thing is, and this is where people get really confused when it comes to intention and magic. And this is why intention and magic go hand in hand. All my budding sorcerers and sorcerers really need to listen to this. What are you doing with intentions has a direct influence to what you are able to manifest within your life. It's not enough to want the promotion, right? If I want the promotion, I have to apply for the job. I have to up and keep, make my resume look good. I have to be prepared to go on an interview. I have to make sure that I qualify to apply for this position if I want a promotion. This made me think about it recently. Another love of mine, Taylor. She said, write down the kind of man you're looking for because I am single and looking. But she told me, write down the kind of man you're looking for. When I wrote down the intentions for the man I was looking for, the first thing I did afterwards was recognize and meet up to where I was meeting myself for the intentions of the man I am trying to meet. Sure, I want this type of guy, but am I the type of girl? Ouch. I had to make some new intentions to set for myself based off of the man in the relationship that I intend to bring forth to me. I have to relook and reevaluate. I have to reevaluate my intentions to myself to be able to attract a partner that can match my intentions. When I do my ritual work, when I mess with my moon magic, when I get in my real witchy bag, it's more than just putting some herbs and dressing a candle and whatever else I might do. It's way more than that. Let me tell you what it is. It's me getting to work in the physical. I can't ask the universe to send me back my power and do nothing that makes me replenish my own power. It's bigger than just setting out. And this is when intentions, and this is why the affirming of your intentions is so powerful. Not saying, I hope, I will. Your intentions are, I am, I have, it is, could be, and hopefully, and maybe make it shaky. You want it, right? You feel you deserve it, right? Then you need to go after it. That is the truth of intention. Physicality is bigger than just speaking it into existence. That's bullshit. You can speak it all day, but if you are not, you can talk the talk, but if you don't walk the walk, you are not matching up with your intentions behind purpose. And if the intentions is divine orchestration and your purpose is to orchestrate what you want to come to be, then the intention has to be strong and powerful. Everything you do is with intention. My grandma always said, God helps those who help themselves. And that's all that magic and intention and ritualism is. It's me saying, hey, I got this idea. I want this to happen. Here are the tools that I might need to help assist me in getting what I want, but I am moving forward to manifest it. These are intentions. So consider what your intentions are, how you go about manifesting your intentions. What are your intentions? Ask yourself what you want, okay? I realized a lot of my life is, a lot of all of our lives is going after what we think we want or what we think society would want for us or what our parents have told us or what, or it comes from a place of lack. No. What do you want? What is the intent of your life? What does your life look like to you? Can you see it? Yes, you can see it. What are you doing within your reality to bring to you the life it is that you want to lead? What are your intentions? Figure that out and you'll start getting what you need. Damn, I be sitting over here talking to y'all, talking to me. I'm so grateful that I have this place to come get these thoughts off. This therapy is so beautiful. I can't wait to get in a better studio so I can get a microphone that sounds amazing and really give it to you guys the way I want to and get some guests on. But thank you so much for listening and being interested. Hopefully this links together and I don't have to put out a part two. But in any event, I hope you guys will continue to listen. Please tell others. And until next time, we are out the game.